Residents left shocked by tragic deaths, says councillor. People in Didcot have been shocked by the deaths of two people in the area in two separate tragedies, according to a leading councillor. At the end of last month, a manslaughter investigation was launched at a warehouse run by publisher Hachette in Milton Road, between Milton and Didcot. On the 20th of January, a 23-year-old Polish man died inside the warehouse, and a 21-year-old man from Wallingford has been arrested on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter. He has been released on police bail while police inquiries continue. Vale of White Horse District Council confirmed it has joined the investigation as it probes health and safety at the distribution centre. The Health and Safety Executive is not involved in the investigation because the site falls within the remit of the council. On the 27th of January, police officers were called to the park in Harwell, where Helen Rundell, aged 64, died at the scene despite efforts to save her by authorities. Carl Rundell, aged 41, of the park Harwell, has been charged with one count of murder by Thames Valley Police. Didcot South District Councillor Moki Khan, a former town mayor, said people in Didcot were shocked by the deaths. He added everyone is shocked by these deaths, the whole town and its residents. Whenever there is news of a tragedy or anything that is suspicious, everyone in Didcot feels aware of what is going on and feels sad for the victims and their families. I want to remind people that the police are always looking after us. Didcot is still a safe place. These are shocking incidents, but they are rare. As a community, we need to look after each other. Becca Fletcher, County Councillor for Harwell, Western Valley and Blueberry, also spoke on behalf of the community following Ms. Rundell's death. She said, I was also shocked and saddened by the news. My heartfelt condolences go out to the family and friends of the victim at this incredibly difficult time. It does appear to be an isolated incident, and the police believe there is no wider risk to the community. But we should be reassured by the increased police presence in the area while the investigation is ongoing. I'm very grateful to the officers supporting those affected. If anyone does have any information, I would ask them to please contact Thames Valley Police. Didcot and Wantage MP Ollie Glover also expressed his sadness following Miss Rundell's death. He said, my thoughts are with the family and friends of the woman who lost her life. I encourage anyone with information that may be relevant to the investigation into what happened to contact the police. Rundell was due to appear at Oxford Crown Court on Tuesday.